All right, post 9/11, we then move forward. You know, United States is always an optimistic country, and real estate is one of the most optimistic sectors. So we moved forward and went crazy. CMBS grew exponentially. Gone were the days when we closed CMBS loans where we put in the interest rate and the loan amount at the closing table so that no one took any interest rate risk. Those days were gone. Now the securitization pools are ready to go. They're throwing things into the pools. And the CMBS market became very efficient, became a go-to area to get their capital. And so that went crazy and really helped the resurgence. Now, there's other types of lending, and they had to evolve. Banks and insurance companies both had to evolve in terms of the competition with the CMBS. They really could not compete with what the CMBS was offering. And one of the things the CMBS was offering was what they call non-recourse. And sometimes we call bad boy carve-outs. So here's the deal. We'll take this as our collateral, and we won't mess with you, Mr. or Mrs. Guarantor or entity guarantor, except if you're bad, if you run off with the rents, for example, or do something bad, then you are going to owe us for those things. And if you file bankruptcy, which is terrible for a securitized pool, if you file bankruptcy, it's going to go to full recourse. And I remember speaking when those things were going on, and lots of people would say, sort of like the Big Ten football conference, well, we can't play football. It's too dangerous. Okay. Well, back then people said, well, that's not going to be enforceable. And I said, well, if it is or it isn't, I'm not sure, but I know it's going to work, whether it's enforceable or not. And then, of course, it became enforceable. So that changed the carve outs and the bad boys that then flowed into all the other lending. And so that's where that concept started. And it is here to stay. And then, of course, we have the rampant negotiation to where we get paid all the money to negotiate what those bad boy carve outs are. Let's see here. Also, guarantors in that cycle were oftentimes guarantors try to use a capitalized entity rather than an individual. A lot of times the lenders at that time said, oh, OK, that's a great idea. But they didn't put financial covenants. They didn't worry about how many contingent liabilities is that guarantor going to have. And that came to us later. All right. The 2008-2010 recession. Those were not the good times. So those were tough times. And we did have to, you know, 2007, I believe we had the most transactions of all time up until, I think last year we tied that or came very close. But 2008, you'll see when you see that number, it's lower. It's lower because the final quarter was zero. So as I mentioned in my paper, one good thing about this one was it wasn't our fault. We didn't do anything wrong. Okay. We didn't buy off the appraisers. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything wrong. Okay. It wasn't the retroactive application of some tax act. It's those dang single family people. That platform that the whole world was based on didn't work. And so we fell with it. Values decreased 10 to 40%. Liquidity for the fee developers went to zero overnight. And that was sort of the traditional standard of the structures at that time. CMBS industry didn't know what hit them. They didn't have anybody working for them. They had this very complicated servicing concept with the master and a special. You got to be in default before you can talk to the special servicer because the master servicer can't do anything and all this nonsense. So they found out they didn't have the people to do their job, and borrowers found out there is a downside to having a CMBS loan in comparison to a bank loan. You can get the banker on the phone. He can come to an agreement, assuming it's within their guidelines and the government's guidelines. CMBS is very difficult. All right, so then we get into the recovery. We get through the 2008 fix, and we're into the 2010-2020. Notice that's 10 years, okay? And our fine economist from yesterday will tell you, that's just too long. You've got a cycle. You've got to hit a recession. The difference between, I think, the prior recession predictive models versus today's economy is that they never seem to incorporate how capital has changed and the delivery of capital has changed. That softens the curve. And so we've had 10 years. I don't know that it would have went 10 more, but I don't think it was going this year. I don't think it was ending this year. You can see from the transaction volume that things were really going well. So we had a great 10 years. Here's some of the structures. CMBS continued. We had agency loans really come in a big way. They became a real competitor to CMBS loans, especially in the multifamily sector. Insurance companies even started doing some construction loans. Institutional equity really got into the real estate business, and they really get into the loan documents. And they became very major players, sometimes not directly, but very major players as the equity source for a lot of these transactions. You know, your traditional fee developer concept that we had for a long time, that really didn't go anymore because we found out that their liquidity goes away overnight. And there really wasn't any equity in these transactions. Things like deferred developer fees or owner allowances, things like that, that's not real money. So instead of making a 70% or 80% loan to cost, you probably were making a 90% loan to cost. Now, comparison, in the 80s, instead of making a 75% loan to value because they bought off a lot of the appraisers, you probably made 110% loan to value.